श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धेय स्वामी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज चैप्टर 2 वर्स 47 लिंक इन द 39th वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण आस अर्जुन टू लिसन टू द डिस्कोर्स ऑफ एन इवन माइंड इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स ही ऑर्डर्स हिम टू परफॉर्म हिज ड्यूटी इन ऑर्डर टू अटेन that equanimity, evenness of mind. Karmanyavadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahetubhu ma te sangostva karmani. Your right is only to perform your duty, but never to claim its fruit. Do not be the cause of the fruit of action, nor let your attachment be for inaction. Comment. Karmanyavadhikaraste. Your right is to perform your duty. You are free in it, because no other bodies, as those of animals and birds, etc., are free to perform new actions. Only human beings are eligible to perform new actions. The gods can perform new actions and can bestow money and material upon human beings, according to the ordinance of the Lord, but they are so steeped in enjoyment that it is not possible for them to perform new actions. They are destined only to reap the fruit of their meritorious deeds. The creatures in hell also cannot perform new actions as they suffer the fruit of their actions. God has bestowed this human birth, the very last of all births, so that by performing new actions in the form of selfless service to others, a person may achieve salvation and be freed from the bondage of the cycle of birth and death. If he remains engaged in selfish actions, these will result in bondage. In case he is given to indolence and heedlessness, he will follow a cycle of birth and death. Therefore, the Lord advises human beings to render selfless services for common good. The term Karmani has been used in singular number to emphasize the fact that though man has to perform several duties in his life, he can perform only one at a particular time. Arjun, belonging to the warrior class, has several duties such as fighting, generosity, and bravery, etc. But presently, he could perform only one of these to wage the war. A vital fact. In the births of others, that is, those of birds, animals, insects, and even gods, the creatures can reap the fruits of their actions, but cannot perform new actions. However, there are two things about human life, that is, reaping the fruits of deeds of earlier lives, and secondly, performing new ones. God has bestowed upon man this human body so that by performing new virtuous actions without having a desire for their fruits, he may attain God realization or salvation. As far as the fruit of his previous actions is concerned, it may come in the form of favorable and unfavorable circumstances. He cannot change those circumstances, but he can make proper use of these, and these can lead him to salvation if he uses these properly. An important fact which needs attention is that favorable or unfavorable circumstances cannot make a man happy or sad. It is merely his ignorance which makes him happy or sad, as he identifies himself with those circumstances and becomes the experiencer of happiness or sadness. If he gives a serious thought, he will come to know that the external circumstances cannot make his internal self either happy or sad. He should make proper use of the favorable circumstances by serving others and of the undesirable ones by renouncing the desire to enjoy pleasure. In unfavorable circumstances, a man should not be perturbed, but should think that the sins committed to get pleasure are perishing in the form of unfavorable circumstances. And this thought is a kind of repentance for the sins committed. Secondly, it is a forewarning to us that we shall have to face adverse consequences if we commit sins again. So we should perform actions for the welfare of all creatures rather than for our own pleasure. For insects, birds, and animals, etc., the fruit of past actions and also the present actions are only to work out their destinies. But in case of human beings, the fruit of past actions as also the present actions are the means for their salvation. Ma phaleshu kadachana. You cannot claim the fruit of action because you are not free in getting it, which is dispensed by the Lord. If you perform actions with a desire for fruits, you will get into bondage. Gita, chapter 5, verse 12. It is the desire for fruit which makes a man an agent for actions. With the passing away of desire, a sense of doership is gone. Obliteration of the sense of doership does not lead a man to bondage. It means that a man is much more entangled in desires. Actually, God realization does not depend on actions, but on feelings and knowledge, because he is ever attained. It is the desire for fruits which is an obstacle to God realization. Secondly, all actions are performed with the help of worldly objects and persons. So it is dishonest to desire the fruit of those actions for only one's own self. The desire for fruit of actions is not beneficial for human beings. Never lay claim to its fruit. This expression proves that it is up to a man whether he lays claim to the fruit of an action or not. He is free in this respect. The term ma phaleshu has been used in the plural because a man by performing an action desires several fruits such as riches, respect, and reputation, etc. The means to be free from the desire for fruits of actions are as follows. 1. Desire causes a feeling of lacking something. Its fulfillment makes one a slave. Its non-fulfillment causes suffering. The pleasure derived out of fulfillment of desire gives birth to new desires, and a man goes on getting interested in performing new actions in order to reap their fruit. By understanding this fact in the right perspective, a man becomes free from the desire for the fruit of action. 2. Actions have a beginning and an end. These are not eternal. So how can their fruits be eternal? But the self is eternal. How can the eternal get any benefit from the perishable? By understanding this fact, one becomes detached from the world and attains God realization. In order to be free from the desire for fruits of actions, an aspirant should have discrimination as well as feelings to serve others. Discrimination will be helpful to an aspirant in renouncing his comforts, while the feelings of service to others will enable him to do good to others. By doing so, a striver can follow the discipline of disinterested action in the right sense. Ma karma phala hetur bhuhu. Let you not be responsible for the fruits of action. It means that you should not have the least attachment for the body, sense, mind and intellect, etc. Because attachment for these will make you responsible for the fruit of action. In the 11th verse of the 5th chapter also, Lord Krishna, by using the term kavalyeh, only wants to say that the follower of the discipline of disinterested action should abandon feeling of minus for the body, mind, intellect and senses. If a striver becomes the agent, that is, doer of a virtuous action, even without having a desire for its fruit, he is held responsible for the fruit of action. Because by doing so, he has accepted his affinity for the mind, intellect and senses, etc., which are unreal. Actually, we have no affinity with them. They have their affinity with the world. When anybody else performs action for the good of others, we do not accept our affinity for the action and its fruit, and so are not held responsible. We should adopt the same attitude in the case of our own actions also, so that we may not be held responsible for the fruit of actions. Mati sangostava karmani. Let your attachment not be to inaction, because by leaning towards inaction, you will become lazy and idle. And like the desire for fruit, it will also mislead you to bondage. The reason is that indolence and prolonged sleep, etc., also give pleasure, that is tamasic joy, chapter 18, verse 39, which misleads either to the lower birds of insects, birds and beasts, or to infernal regions, Gita, chapter 14, verse 18. It means that attachment misleads to bondage and is the cause of birth in good and evil wombs, Gita, chapter 13, verse 21. You should not be attached to inaction by thinking that it will lead you to progress here and hereafter, because the real essence is beyond action or inaction. In this verse, the Lord means to say that a striver should remain detached from objects, men, action, incidents, circumstances, and physical, subtle, causal bodies, etc., without having the least affinity for them. In this verse, there are 4 points which need attention. 1. Your right is to perform your duty, action only. 2. Never lay claim to its fruit. 3. Do not be the cause of the fruit of action. And 4. Let your attachment be not to inaction. Out of these 4 points, the first and the fourth had the same theme, as both of these lay emphasis on the performance of duty or action. Similarly, the second and the third point have the same theme, as in both of these it is mentioned that you should not desire or be the cause of the fruit of action. It means that by leaning towards inaction, you will have affinity to tamasic temperament, such as idleness and laziness. By having attachment for action and its fruit, you will have affinity for rajasic temperament. But when a striver is free from laziness, idleness, action, fruits of actions, etc., he gets the joy born of knowledge and light, and having attachment for it, he has affinity to sattvic temperament. Affinity with these is the cause of birth and death. Therefore, a striver should not have the attachment for either of them. Doing one's duty without having any attachment to them is called the discipline of disinterested action. Appendix. One is the division of actions, and one is the division of fruit, which is the results. A man's right is in the division of actions, performance of duty, not in the division of fruit. The reason is that performance of duty is under the control of a man, while awarding the result of past actions is ordained by destiny, that is prarabdha. If we perform from a viewpoint of karma yoga, whatever material thing, ability and power we have obtained, that is prarabdha, and their proper use, that is by assuming them not as ours or for us, but by assuming them as others and for them, and rendering services with them to others, is purushartha. The important fact about karma yoga is protection of the rights of others by performing one's duty and renouncing the fruit of action, that is renouncing one's right. By protecting the rights of others, old attachment is wiped out, and by renouncing one's own duty, new attachment is not born. Thus, when old attachment is wiped out and new attachment is not born, a man becomes vitaraga, free from attachment. By becoming vitaraga, one realizes the self. The reason is, in attaining self-realization, attachment to the unreal things is the only obstacle. Rago lingama bodhasya chitta vyayama bhumisu kutaha sadvat lata tasya yasyagni kotare taraha. It means that attachment, attraction of the mind to objects, persons and actions is the main sign or mark of ignorance. As when the hollow of a tree catches fire, it does not remain green anymore, but it is dried up. Similarly, he who has caught fire in the form of attachment can't attain peace. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.